The following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. Begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, has a different ambience. Enjoy! Today's Daf in Masechet Menachot is Daf Tzadihei, with 7 lines down on Iboilu. Lechem hapanim, nifsal b'masaot, oino nifsal b'masaot. Perfect sugya for just coming out of the dinim of the machaneh, the nesiot, and the aliyat ha'anan, and the first masa that we just had on Shabbat. And the question is, what would happen to the lechem hapanim at the time that the Olamoid was taken down and they were traveling? So Lichaora, once they take down the Olamoid, it is no longer an Olamoid, and therefore should be nifsal immediately biyotze. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi argue about this question. Chad amar nifsal, v'chad amar no nifsal. What is the basis of this machloket? Man di amar nifsal dichtiv. What does that tell us? That at the time of the Nisiyah, it had the same halachot that would be applicable to the time of the Machane itself. And therefore, in exactly the same way that that situation where the old Moed would not have had its mechitzot, would have passed everything biyotzei, So too, even though we're traveling, we don't change the rules just because we're traveling. Bottom line is, we don't have an omoid, and therefore nifsal biyotze. Man diomer eino nifsal, dichtiv, surprisingly, in the description of how it is that we made the preparations for the masa, it says that the kohanim would go in, and then al shulchan panim yifresu beget chelet, this is before the Levim B'nei Kahat would pick it up. So they would put a special techelet covering over the shulchan, on which they put the ka'arot and the kapot and the menakiyot and the ksot ha'masech and the lechem atamid alav yiyeh. Now why in the world would the lechem atamid be on the shulchan b'shat ha'masach? I mean, they're taking it down, getting ready to move. Why are they leaving it on the shulchan and calling it the lechem atamid as if it's still the lechem atamid that's kosher on the shulchan? So clearly, it's telling you that there's a din that so long as the lechem is left on the shulchan, even b'sha'at hamasah, it's considered to be the lechem atamid. Vidach nami. What does the, we don't know, we can't refer to them by their names because we don't know chad v'chad, we don't know who said what. But the other shita, does the other shita not have to explain why it says kasher yachanu ken yisol, which means let's not have any special considerations just because of the fact that we're traveling. And of course we know that there are special considerations. Namely, the moment that we take down the Mishkan in Shiloh, now there's special considerations. There's no more machlis. So you're nothing is nifsal b'yotze, because you're allowed to bring korbanot wherever you are. So you might think that the period between the standings of the Olamoid and taking down the Olamoid is equivalent to the standings between Shiloh and the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. It makes a lot of sense.
Heter Bamos,
there would be a din in which mechitzas. There's no mechitzah to Vayai. Comes along a pasuk to tell me this is not just a trivial statement. Kasher yachanu ken yisol. You shouldn't think that there's a different halacha as applies to the din of yotzei. Even b'sha'at ha'masah, there's still a din of yotzei. That's what the pasuk seems to be saying. So how would he explain that away? He would say, on the contrary, what it's saying is that nothing has changed. Not the same halachot have applied, but kasher yachanu ken yisol le'idakis. If anything, it's saying exactly the opposite. Just like in the Chanaya, if the lechem is on the shulchan, it's not nifsa, because it's in the Olamoid. So ki lo yatzam in the komolo nifsa. So to b'nisiyato, as long as you don't take the lechem out of what still has been of machane leviyah, lo nifsa.
And the machane would move?
would move along and would still have a din of a machna. That's what he seems to be saying in the pasuk. But, I mean, it's very difficult to give any possible rationale for why we would leave the lechem and call it lechem atomid, b'shat basaf was already nifsal. I mean, the Torah is saying this still has a din of lechem atomid olav. It's almost impossible to ignore that pasuk. This really can't be the explanation of the machloket. Ela ki at Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he explained that we have a misunderstanding. Of course, that pasuk is absolutely inarguable. As long as the lechem atomid is on the shulchan, the Torah is saying it's lechem atomid b'shat masa, unavoidable. So if it's talking about b'misudar, it's talking while it's on the lechem, on the shulchan, kuli amalo pligin. Obviously, the pasuk is saying clearly it has a din in which it's not nifsal b'yotze. Ela ki pligin b'misulat. Our question over here is where we take it off of the shulchan. And now, in other words, it's over. And the shaila is over here. If it was misulak, do we say that it's no longer in the machane leviyah? Or is it still considered to be in the machane leviyah? That's the question. So, man diyama nifsal says the same halachot apply now and then. What's the difference? There's no machane. So, just like kasher yachanu, ken yiso, if bechanayato it's nifsal biyotzei, and there are no special considerations of the taking away the din of Yotze like we did with the Boma. And remember, by the way, we actually used the Boma period as a model for where the Torah is Mekil B'Yotze, because it's what the Boma is. So we said, even though there's no Mechitza there, but that itself is a Kula, that the Torah is saying there's periods in which we're not Makpid on Mechitzas. So this Pasuk is coming to tell me, no, we will be makpid on mechitzos. So obviously, it's nifsal. Man yomer hino nifsal. It's a different thing. That is the pasuk. V'nasa ohel moed machane halaviyim betocha machanot. And what is that supposed to mean? That's the beginning of the pasuk of kasher yachanu ken yisau. But here, what it's saying is, in this context, whoa, the ohel moed. I thought we just took down the ohel moed. What are you telling me? V'nasa ohel moed. So in other words, what you're telling me is that the parts of the Ohel Moed, arranged in this order with Gersh and Amorori, and then followed by Kaat, with the first of the Yehuda Machan in between, that is still an Ohel Moed, which is an amazing thing. And so till now we understood that the Machan was centered around a built Ohel Moed. But to take Kasher Yachanu Ken Yisoh, that the structure of the Machan is actually maintained b'shat the masa. This is koshken, according to the Man Yomer. We have a machloket, whether the masa and the midbar actually moved as a group, or whether they turned into a straight line. And we'll take it as literally. In other words, first Yehuda, then we moved into space behind them, and then the next machana moves into space behind them, and they march off. But the other man, the Armahot, he actually marched as a mach. It was just a question of who started marching first. So that we had it expanded instead of the normal 12 mil. So we had it expanded, as we had them go ahead. But it would still maintain that same shape. So what it's saying is, according to either man, the Armahot, remarkably, is that the structure of the machana was still effectually built around the Omoid, and therefore had a din of a machana. And how else do you read it? Why do you call it an Omoid? You see, afa pishanasa omoidu, which has to tell you that it's not going to be considered yotzei at all. It's actually where it belongs. Whew, that's interesting. So how does he explain the continuation of the pasuk that says, kasher yachanu ken yisau, that the dinim would apply and there's still a halak of yotzei? He says, no, it's saying in the other direction, just like bechanayato. There's a psul of Yotze, but if you don't take it out of the Omoid, it's not going to be Mifsal B'Yotze. That's what it's saying. Kasher Yachanu Ken Yisoh, don't think that you should just stomp, throw things around. The same structure applies, it just looks different. And it doesn't have the physical Mechitzot, because we've rolled them up. But Lamaisa, it's still an Ol Moed. So in the same way, if you were Bechanaya, if you hadn't taken the Lechem out of its place, it wouldn't become Nifsa. So too Benisiyato, if you don't remove it from its place, it's not going to be Nifsa. And how does the other Madiomer explain Vinasa Ol Moed? I mean, gosh, that's saying pretty clearly it has a din of an Ol Moed. No, that's not what it means. It means the Ol Moed part. Remember, we're talking about the way we're taking things apart. And different members of the Leviah, Gershon, Kehat, and Merari, are responsible for different parts of the Mishkan. Kehat was responsible for the actual Klei HaKodesh. So therefore, we need to talk about the way in which we traveled. The Ol Moed, the Krashim, and so on, that would go ahead, had to be taken first. That's why it's saying, V'nasa Ol Moed, let the Ol Moed go ahead. By the time Kehat arrives, in wherever they're going, Ve'hikimu et ha-mishkan, they'll put it all back up, and now they'll bring the Orein and the Shulchan and the Menorah into the place directly. I'm going to sit around waiting for them to build the Mishkan. So it's basically telling us the logistics of the travel, how we balance the parts of the Mishkan that were the parts that were going to create, recreate the Mishkan when we got there. And that's what it's coming to tell me. See, we want to know which Dego comes first, which Dego comes afterwards, where the various parts of the Ol Moed appear. That's all that it means. It's not coming to tell me it's still a din of the Kedusha of the Ol Moed. It's a completely different halach. The Ida. Well, that is true, isn't it? I mean, you read the pasuk, you see that's what it's saying. So how do you learn from there that it's still called the Ol Moed, even if it's taken apart? That's not the context of the pasuk. He says, but it must be, you see, because I would have understood from the continuing words, V'nasa Ol Moed, leave out the words Ol Moed. Okay, well, how would the pasuk read? V'nasa machane ha-leviyim betocha machanot. No, that doesn't tell you that we split up the machane ha-leviyim betocha masot ha-degalim. So there you go. This must is an extra word. What do I have to say? Dafka to give, call it the Ol Moed. So therefore, I would have learned to be machane ha-leviyim betocha machanot, spread out between the various machanot, the other shvatim, so that we would balance it, and then the pasuk continues later on. It says, and let them put up the Ol Moed before Kehat arrives. It makes a great deal of sense. So we can figure out ourselves who goes where, and it's telling us that obviously we're going to wait till the end for Kehat to present the Kalim to the rebuilt Ol Moed.
So the beam didn't travel together.
It's like a smooth machine. That's right. Of course, it didn't travel together. First the Krashim, and they were on their Mack trucks, of course. They were put up immediately.
Yisraelim
with the first and then the curtains, and then the final, only at the end came along, giving them plenty of time to put it up, and at the end came the Aron HaBrit and so on. Meitve. Bishat siluk masaot. Now, what are you going to do with this? It's a fresh bride. When the Mishkan was taken down, and it was time to start traveling, kachim nifselim biyotzei. I mean, you can't say more clearly than that. Anything that was kodesh and needed to have a mechitza is now instantly nifsel because we took down the mechitza. And therefore, for all intents and purposes, even though it hasn't moved anywhere, it's yotzei. And zavin mitzoraim mishtachi chutz l'mechitzata. Now, this is a little bit weird, because if there's no mechitzas, then how are zavin mitzoraim mishtachim chutz l'mechitzata? But we'll get to that part. Let's ignore that for a moment. And when it says over here, kachim nifsolim biyotze, it's a general statement, which implies that all kachim are nifsolim, and I would assume that my lab, undoubtedly, that includes the lechem haponim. So here we have a braita that clearly supports the tzad that says that it is nifsal biyotzei b'shat masa. No, the other Ban Yoma will say, it means kochim, but not the lechem haponim. What is that supposed to mean? Mamon of shak. I mean, if you hold that the word ohel moed is dafka, to teach me that it's still a din of an ohel moed, so then for all kochim vis-a-vis, the din of yotzei would be an ohel moed. So then, if you look at Shem Naami, what's the difference between the Lechem HaPanim and everything else? And Iho Amoed Lav Dafka, and it only means to tell me the logistics, so then there's no mechitzas, and then the lachem aponim nami would be nifsal, so I don't get it. Elokiyata Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, you made a ridiculous error over here. There never was a machloket. You started saying chad amar, as if they're arguing with each other. They never were arguing with each other. They were talking about two different situations. One man, the armor, was talking about bimisudar. And bimisudar, on the shulchan, we already saw that the posik insisted that the lechem hatamid should remain alav b'shat siluk ha-machanot, which means that it's bedavka saying that there is a mechitzat alaviyim. Fine. And there he's saying it's not going to be nifsal. Umar amar bimisulak. Well, pliki, nobody's arguing bichlal over here. They were talking about two completely different cases. If it's bisulak, then enochinami. Yeah, Richie's not here, so he's sitting right over here. And there never was a machloket, and therefore all of this analysis, what are they arguing in a different circuit, was senseless. Omer Abaye, you know, what you see from over here is that Shema Mina Yesh Siluk Masa'ot Balayla must be that we were sort of taking for granted that the Onan would stay overnight. You know, so, and that's the Mashmud of the Pozik is that, you know, well, sometimes it was one night, and sometimes it was two, and but Lamaisa, I mean, you didn't have to worry about a 1 a.m. Emergency ring that the Onan is moving. Oh, no, I'm just getting to bed. Now you don't have to worry about it. But from here we see, says Akaya, you do have to worry about it. Which, of course, extends yesterday's Ramban that we were talking about, in which you can't even go to bed in peace because you don't know whether you get out of your suitcases packed. It's like having your wife expecting you 2 weeks late and you're trying to go to bed. So it's Yesiluk Machanot Masa'ot Balayla. You see that it is possible for the Onan to get you out of bed and you got to pack up in the middle of the night. Because if you don't have to pack up in the middle of the night, then this entire discussion is entirely theoretical. Because you're saying, B'shav, the siluk of the masa, everything is going to be nifsa b'yotzi. What do you mean it's going to be nifsa b'yotzi? Everything is going to be nifsa b'lina. Because there wasn't time yet to bring new korbanos. There couldn't be anything that was still kodesh, that was ready to be eaten. We didn't bring anything new. All we have is leftovers.
Yesterday's,
but the leftovers would have been nifsa b'lina anyway. So why are we talking about the question of whether they're posel b'yotze, if anyway they were posel b'lina? I don't understand. That the question Rabbi Yaakov is asking is actually machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. So we're referring to general all kashim. Then, who's to say we could be talking about questions in the middle of the day? We could be talking about things that are eaten for more than one day. I mean, it must be that we're talking about the lechem aponim, tainis Tosfos. Okay, but this is a little bit beyond our question, because anyway, we're going to see that this little part over here requires some additional discussion. Because if you're all see, look, my sword, but lion was this, so tell me, what would be the first time that we'd have to roll up the suitcases and take down the Mishkan? Emad Midle would be only Litzafra. Would only be in the morning anyway. So my Ari Mishum Yotze, technically Nivsele Belina. It would be Nivsele Belina anyway. So therefore, it's clear that you actually would pack up in the middle of the night. Isn't that obvious? I mean, it says, Lalechet Yomam Valayla, at the end of Shemot, where it says about the way in which the Onan would go, Lifneim Be'amud Eish Laila, La'irlechem, Lalechet Yomam Valayla. So that was the point, that the Amud Ha'esh was walking in front of them at night. Okay, that's where you're traveling already at night. Doesn't mean you start taking things apart in the middle of the night. In other words, if you're journeying and it turned dark, so you had the Amud Ha'esh, continued to walk at night, but that doesn't tell you that it would actually need to be packed up and you'd start in the middle of the night. So I would have thought, you started moving in the day. You're not going to start off in the middle of the night. I mean, doesn't it say that lo olam yetzei adam b'chitov and so on? So belayla lo matzor akrit kamash b'lan, from here that none of that would apply, because after all, al pi Hashem yachanu, al pi Hashem yisau, and whatever it was, it's time, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know. Sometimes people will actually die in the middle of the night. They can't say it's not a good time to die, you know. So maybe a good time to move. But if Baruch Hu does, it's not too much, but on daytime, nighttime. So. Yeah. So. Says the Gemara of Ramini. Hu gulu haporochet, hu tru hazavinu mitzorain likanes v'sham. Here it says that as soon as the parochet was taken down, this is referring to any of the bechitzot, the some were taking down the Mishkan, at that point, the Temeim would be able to come in, and therefore clearly it's not considered to be a Machaneh. And how could you say, Zavinu Mitzorin are Bishtil Mishtalchin? That's what you said, they're Mishtalchin. How are they Mishtalchin? Om Ravashi, that's not a problem. We know that there is a Machloket between Reb Eliezer and the Rabbanan as to what the din is when we are missing the inner machana and what the impact of that would be vis-a-vis those who are mishtaleach chutz, the sholosh machana yitzar chutz, the shnei machana. Where do we have that? Well, we have that with Tomei Meit, you see. And what's interesting is that we have a very similar case. When it comes to a Korban Pesach that's being brought to Tum'ah, and here, of course, once again, we're talking about yesterday's laning, so Vayu Anashim Asher Ayu Tumeim LeNefesh Adam, and they were only Tamei LeNefesh. And indeed, the response to them is, V'chol Tamei LeNefesh, if you can't do your Pesach Rishon, do your Pesach Sheni. Okay, but only if you're Tamei LeNefesh. Now, what happens if Zavinu Mitzoraim decide, well, all the Tamei Beitim are going to bring a Korban Pesach, why don't we go in also? Now, does the fact that effectively we don't have a Machane Shechina here, so to speak, I mean, the Torah is telling us, it's okay, you can just move in the Tamei Beitim.
Traveling now?
Yeah, but it's the equivalent din, because for all intents and purposes, we've canceled the Chumras of the inner machana.
Even though the Mishkan's standing.
Yeah. It's a base on Mikdash. It's not even a Mishkan, okay. So to speak. We're just saying, it's the same idea. If you lose the problem of the inner machana, do you also lose the problem of the other Tmei? Mm-hmm. It's a very abstract comparison. But basically, it's the same question. So we took down the parochet. Okay, so now, there's no special din lagabe the inner machana. So what would be the din? That would be dependent on Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan, says Ravashi, the Tanya. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yachol Dochaku Zavinu Mitzorain V'nichnesu La'azara B'Pesach Abba B'Tumah Yochu Yuchayavim. So if you have Rov of the Tzibur that's Tomei, then, as we learned out from over here, it's only if it's individuals Anashima who were Tumeim L'Nefesh Adam, but not at Tzibur. At Tzibur would be Makri Vafilu B'Tumah, but what Tumah? L'Nefesh Adam Tumah. So what would happen if, says Rebbe Eliezer, what would happen if Zavinu Mitzorayim would push their way in to the Azora together with the Tmei Meit?
What the heck?
You might think they would be Chayev because L'Maisa the Torah was never Matir. Talmud Omar, V'yishlechu min ha-machane kol tzorua, V'chol zav, v'chol tamei l'nafesh. So you see that the three are interlocked over here. B'sha'ar she'tamei meiti mishtalchin. If you're going to send out a tamei meit, that's when you will send out a zavinu mitzorayim. But if tamei meitim are not mishtalchin, then zavinu mitzorayim are also not mishtalchin. So they're also not supposed to come in. At that point.
So
Tamei Meit is mutter to come into the Machane Leviyah. Therefore, there's no more Isser of Zavinu Mitzorayim. That's why it says that Zavinu Mitzorayim mutarim nikanes l'sham in that brayta. The other brayta that says they're nonetheless mishtalchin, that's because when we take down the parochet, all we've really done is taking down the Makan Alamiya. But what about those who have to be Mishtaleach further than that? So we will be Mishtaleach then. As we learned earlier, there are certain dinim in which the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem Apanim are the same, and certain dinim in which they're different. And that was in terms of how many are done at a time. The difference between two at a time or one at a time in terms of Afiyah. When it comes, however, to the question of where it is that you have to make them, which boils down to the issue of whether they're Kadosh at the time of the Asiyah, and therefore would be Nifsolim B'Yotze, if you were put them into their klisharet, you couldn't do it outside. You'd have to do it inside. Which, of course, has a further implication of you couldn't do it before Shabbos because if they were Kodesh, they would be Nifsabalina. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you could do it outside, then obviously they weren't Kodesh, so it wouldn't be Nifsabalina. Same way they're not Nifsabayotze. And then you could actually prepare them on the day before. You wouldn't have to Michal Shabbos, Michal Yontev, to do anything for them. So, Achat Shtei Alechem, Achat Lechem Aponim, Lishatad, the Arichatan Bachutz, the actual kneading and the padding, braiding them, all of that was done even Bachutz, because there's no need to do it Bifnim, since clearly he's saying it wasn't Kadesh. However, the Afiyah needed to be done Bifnim, the Inan Dochot et HaShabbat, but it doesn't have to be done on Shabbos itself. Now, this seems to be contradictory. We're going to get into this in the Gemara. So according to the Tanna Kamma, there's for some reason a difference between Lisha and Aricha, where there's no P'sul Yotze, and Afiyah, where there is a P'sul Yotze. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, not true. Every last thing that you did from the moment that you put them into the measuring cup to work with them, everything has to be done bifnim. Apparently because otherwise we'd be Nifsa B'Yotze. Even the Lisha V'Aricha. Rabbi Shimon represents a third shita, and he says, repeat to yourself very often, so you don't confuse this with the other shitot. We'll see why he says it in this way. Lo'olam haviragil lomar, shtei alechem alechem apanim, or kisherot ba'azara, and er kisherot bebeit pagi, across the board, Lisha, Aricha, Afiyah, and of course Beit Pagi, we've been using all the time, those Rishonim Beit Pagi who learned that it means the outside area, as we do today, we call Beit Pagi the final, what used to be, in the good old days, what used to be the final, you know, because it was the Gvul, but it's been the final Shkuna in Yerushalayim, they call it Beit Pagi, it was the Sanhedria, beyond that was Jordan, so...
Sanhedria?
Yeah, Beit Pagi.
It's not over by Beit
Yisrael? No. No, Kiryat Sanz was over. Kiryat Sanz was over the long. Chabad was the last.
There's not a neighborhood called Beit Pagi next to it?
Yes, Beit Pagi is in Sanhedria. It's a neighborhood in Sanhedria. Okay, anyway, listen, I'm sure you as a tour guide knows better than I.
I mean,
it's really irrelevant to the Mishnah. But what is important is the Rambam's approach to the Mishnah, in which he understands here Beit Pagi from the word Pat Bagamelech, which we saw in Daniel. The Pat Bagamelech would be the place where they bake the Melech's bread, which appears here would be talking about the Lechem Aponim and the Shtei Alechem. So we called Beit Pagi, says the Rambam, the place that was right there at the Harabayit, but it was outside of the Mefitzas, where they would do the Afiyah, which is why they called it Beit Pagi, it's the bakery. And all he's saying is, it's kosher, b'fnim azor, it's kosher in the bakery. But it's not referring to some outside shkuna of Yerushalayim. That isn't the point.
It's a bit buggy, but that's what's all ever in this way, right?
Yes, that's a different bit buggy, right?
According to the Rambam, then, it's on the Harbayit or outside?
Right outside.
Uh-huh. So it's still a bit
yeah, it's bachutz. It's bachutz, but it's not a reference to up against the end of the wall of Yerushalayim.
Is this a
machlokas
whether it's
kochi kochi or kochi kal? No, it's a machlokas whether the kalim are makadish. If it was makadish, kedushas aguf, and we'll get some yotze. Remember, we're not at the time when we're matir for achila. It's only then that it's machitza is considered to be within the whole Yerushalayim.
If it's pasul, then
it would be. If it's still not roilach, it would be pasul.
If it wasn't pasul, it was kosher, but then does it get
Of course it gets eaten.
At Shabbos.
Its purpose is to be eaten. Okay, so now I don't understand. This doesn't add up. Haguf Akasha. I mean, you say Lishatat Varichatan is Bachutz. What you're telling me, therefore, is that the Midot Hayavesh weren't Mekadesh. Because you're saying it wasn't Kodesh, therefore, it wouldn't be Nivso Beyotze. So then, how do you explain the fact that I absolutely have to bake it Bifnim? I mean, now you're telling me that it became a Kodesh, and therefore, I can't take it out to bake. The Alma Midat Yavesh wasn't it Kacha? So why isn't that a contradiction? Omar Rava. Actually, you got to know, this was Hiksha Adam Kasher Shu Kasher Kebarza. This Kasha was asked by a very tough guy who's tough as nails. I mean, you don't want to start up with him. And who am I talking about? I'm talking about Rav Sheshes. Whew, still bruised. And my Kasha asked the Gemara, wait a minute. This is a tough kasha. I mean, this is child's play. Maybe the Isoron for the Lisha and the Aricha wasn't Kodesh, but the Tanur is the Kodesh. I understand how you're comparing. I mean, the Midot HaYavesh we had in the Mishnah had nothing to do with the Tanur. We had Midot HaLach. Midot HaYavesh were essentially measuring containers. Then we have a Tanur, which we bake. So maybe the Tanur is a Mekadesh. Maybe it was a Klisha, it's a Mekadesh. I don't get what the question is. Well, yes, it was actually misrepresented. The tough guy asked the following question. Ikash Akash. Afiatan Bifnim. On the one hand, it says over here, you have to bake him indoor, in the Azor. Which makes it clear that Tanur is Mekadesh. Ah! But then how can you say Indochotet HaShabbat? That's the question. Because the two should be completely interrelated. If it's Kodesh, and therefore it's Nifso B'Yotze, then it's Kodesh and it's Nifso B'Lina. If it's Pasa B'Lina, then it has to be done on Shabbat, because otherwise you won't be able to use it on the next day. That's the problem, be possible. So how can you say, Ein Dochot Et HaShabbat? It'll be Nifso B'Lina. And there Rava said, that is a tough question. Yes, but exactly, that's what they say in Yiddish. It's an Eisenekash, which means it's Kasha Kebarza. That's weird. So, Adam Kasher Est Eshu Kasha Kebarza. Manu, Rav Sheshes. Said, Rav Ashi, I understand, even this doesn't seem much of a Kasha to me. My Kusha, Dilma, my Mibifnim. Maybe all that it means is that if you were Mekadesh it, if you were going to do the afia, it needs to be in a place where you've got professional kohanim who move with great alacrity and, of course, are always the first to come into the to the daf yomi. There's reason, yes. And it doesn't mean it needs to be b'fnim the mechitzas. It means don't do it in a bakery. That would be like buying your shmura matzah from the makolet. But that's ridiculous. Other Ravashi Baruta, I don't get it. I mean, if your problem is that you're worried about the fact that it cannot be chametz, right? That's why it has to be B'Malkum's reason. So then, how in the world do you do the Lisha and the Aritha without reason? So Mamonoshach, if you need afia, Bina's reason. So then, Lishav Aricha Nami Bina's reason. So, and if Lishav Aricha, it says can be done Bachutz, which according to Rav Ashi means you don't need to have people that are going to move fast, and Lo Bina's reason, then Afia Nami Lo Bina's reason. So clearly, Rav Ashi was a little bit trashed over here, and that was Barutai. Rabbi Yehoimer, so we don't have an answer to this. So Stosis, I mean, if we don't have an answer, we're going to be forced to conclude that the Mishnah has been said by two different Tanaim. Because the one Man Yomer apparently is saying that it is Mekadesh, and therefore it's only Bifnim. The other Man Yomer says the Ein Adoich as a Shabbos. That's a different Shita. It's not all one line. Break. Ein Adoich Kanet HaShabbat means it wasn't Kadosh B'Tanu. What else are we going to do? Rabbi Yud Omer Kol Ma'aseyem Bifnim. Omer Rabbi Abahu Bar Kahana Ushneim Nikra Achad Dorshu. Now, both of the Shitot in our Mishnah actually looked at a pasuk and came to understand their shita from this pasuk. Now, I have an extremist. Only very few places where, if you read Nevi'im, you get the feeling that these guys actually knew something about the Shulchan Aruch. You know, generally speaking, they seem to be doing things. But when it shows through, you know, it shows through in very strange ways. So you have that, the strange machlokas between Moshe and Aaron, you know, about what happened to the Seirus Rosh Chodesh, and then they're talking all kinds of lumdas, Kedushin Shor, Kedushin Teres, and is it a din of achila of it, or is it, could it, would I have to wait until the next morning in order to be seref, and then it could be nifsal for 2 minutes. And I, of course, the guy who would read that puzzle, I didn't have a clue what is going on. And here is another example, a famous example of the Bechina that was given to the Kohanim. So what would be the din if, this is really wild, but here we have a whole discussion. David HaMelech is running away from Shaul, and he comes disastrously to Nov, and he is starving to death because Yonatan ended up, and of course he lost his life because of this in the end, but Yonatan hadn't given him any food when he sent him away. And because of that, by the time they got to Nov, he was literally at the point of starvation, he was about to faint. So he comes in to Ahimelech, who's the Kohen, and he says, look, I got to have something to eat. So Ahimelech tells him, well, there's nothing here except the lechem on the shulchan. So David says, that's great. But so Ahimelech says to him, but I mean, at least, you know, are the people with you? I mean, everybody is tar. You haven't been with women or anything.
So, tar is not a problem?
Oh, so that's the question over here. What's going on? So David answers him, and he says, look, you should know, Isha Atzuran Lanor Ketmoshish, and we haven't been around women for days, believe me. That's from the time I left. And furthermore, so the Klei HaMe'arim are all Kodesh. In other words, they were Tevil, all their Kelim anyway. You don't have to worry about Tuma. And then he says these weird words, which are, V'hu Derech Chol, Av Ki Ayom Yigdash Bakeli. Oh my gosh. This is like serious halacha stuff over here. This is talking about the lechem that was mesulek, was mekudesh bekli. And what do you think? It's derech chol. What do you mean derech chol? He's still going to be a czar. What's happening? The whole discussion is strange. See, how they understand this pasuk is the basis of the way Tanya's Rabba Abba Bar Kana that we're meant to understand the pasuk. So when David says, "V'hu derech chol af ki ayomi gdash bekli," so Rabbi Yehuda holds like this. David walks into the Mishkan. It's during the week, Erev Shabbos. So he's b'chol hashkechino, and he finds them baking the lechem apon for the night, first putting on Shabbos. Amar lahu, so David says to him, hey, what's with you guys? You paskin that the Tanur is Mekadesh. What do you think? V'hu derechol? Kafit alei. After Yom Yigdash Bekli, it's going to be put into the Tanur. The Tanur is going to pass. It'll be Pasul Melina. If Zilei Melina, you're nuts. You should have been doing this tomorrow on Shabbos. Oh, wow. What a read, huh?
Which enabled him to eat it.
Yeah, that's a different question. Yeah. But Rabbi Shimon Sava, on the contrary, B'Shabbat Ashkechinu, he found them being Deicha Shabbos. He says, what are you guys, crazy? You're being Deicha Shabbos? Lo derechol beitel amavta. You could have cooked it as chulin, and then hayom yigdash bekeli. Because what do you think, that the tanur is makadish? Tanur is not makadish. The shulchan is makadish. So why are you being derech shabbos for afia? You should have been. You should have cooked it yesterday, the derechol, and then today you would have put it on the shulchan.
So we ate ma'aser shabbos.
This will tumble. We're But anyway, what do you see from here? We're not getting to why he's taking it. I will see later.
Will we?
Yes! Okay. If you will only wait, then we would. We could have been there already.
Are we there yet?
That's part of the journey.
It's the old Chassidish Shemaisa, you know. When a child asks, no, Tata, we're there already. When he first gets onto the train, you know, father whacks him. Yeah, leave me alone already. The 10th time he asked, we're there already. Then when they're already pulling into the stations, the kids say, we're there already. Says, yeah, we're almost there. They use this as a marshal for why they used to always say Mashiach is coming, Mashiach is coming. It says Der Shekitzim. The Gemara says horrible klolois. So that's the marshal. You're beginning of the journey. You're asking, no, it's time for Mashiach already. Shut the heck up already. You know, enough with your Mashiach jazz. But 2,000 years later, Mishka Ferlach, who is he here yet? So when Mashiach comes, we'll get there. Okay, so that's the machlokas. Midei tanur mekadosh, shulchan and mekadosh. Nah, come on. It can't be the pshat. He obviously didn't walk in when they were baking it. Because it says, Vayitein lo hakohen kodesh, ki lo haya sham lechem, ki im lechem aponim ha-musarim milifnei Hashem. It's obviously not b'shat afiyah. He's taking the lechem that had been removed from the shulchan, which means they already put on the new lechem on the shulchan, and they couldn't just be baking it when he walked in. So that's obviously not what happened. I'll tell you the pshat like this. My derech holdik amalohu. What did he mean? He was telling him, like, he was directly addressing. He said, well, you were learning it. It's just they were having this abstract halakhic discussion because while he's about to faint and he's with his last breath, he's worrying about, wait a minute, is there a din of tamur makadosh, which has nothing to do with his eating it. That's not what happened. He's walking in and he's saying, I need to take this bread. So that Achimelech is telling him, but all we have is the bread that was just removed from the shulchan. That's the only bread we have. So, I mean, at least the kids over here are Torah or not. So he said to them, Achimelech says to him, Lecha lechem kim lechem apanim u'musarim amar lohu. Let me tell you something. Lo mi bai hai. Look, this is the least of my worries. Let me tell you. Because at least the lechem that is musarim milifnei Hashem, it already had a shas heter l'kayanim. So Mamela, it's derech chol. Nu, Zayim Azar. A little bit of an issue. But I mean, at least, I mean, it's not even Me'ila. I'm not supposed to be the one who eats it, but it was not Kilim Me'ila. So it's derech chol. But I'll tell you something. I am so desperate that even Hayom Yikadosh Bekli, if I need more, and you're going to have to take the lechem from off of the shulchan, which is chayev in Me'ila, I would take that too. Havali, the lechel. Give that to me too to eat. Because I'm dying, man. Misukanu. So it's doicha di yisurim. But this for sure is no problem. You're talking to me about whether it's musar mei ha-shulchan. I would have taken it off of the shulchan. As far as Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, it's not a machlokas in the psukim what Rabbi Abba bar Kahana said was wrong. These psukim have nothing to do with the machlokas in our mission about whether tanur is mekadesh. They were arguing about a Kabbalah that they had from their Rebbe. And they were simply, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, be Gemara pleading. And I'll prove it to you. Read the mission. Did you ever hear somebody say, when he's trying to tell you his opinion, to say, and always say this over to yourself. La'olam have ragil lomar. Just say what you own. I mean, don't go to sing. La'olam have ragil lomar. That lechem aponim is kosher b'azara, v'kosher b'beit pagi. It's a very strange thing. I'm teaching you a song. I'm teaching you a halacha. Ella must be that I'm teaching you a song. That's the pshat. In other words, I don't know the reason for this. I'm just telling you, this is the way that I was makabalah, that's the way it was done. Therefore, I can only tell you, I can't tell you a din, I can only tell you, la'olam ha'viragya lomar, you should repeat this to yourself because I received it from my Rebbe as a song. So I'm giving it over to you as a song. Lechem ha'ponim, shtei alechem ha'lechem ha'ponim, k'sherot ba'azara, u'k'sherot ha'beit pagi. That shows you we shouldn't be looking around for psukim that is being dorish. Shema mina, then indeed it was a machloket in Gemara. Iboyelo, lechem apanim, nifsal b'masa oto, enyo nifsal b'masa oto. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, chadomer nifsal, v'chadomer enyo nifsal. Ma'ani omer nifsal, tektiv kasher yachanu, ken yisal? Ma b'chanayato nifsal b'yotze, af b'nisiyato nifsal b'yotze. Ma'ani omer enyo nifsal, tektiv v'lechem atamid, alav yiyye at the time, of the preparation for the masot. What? Yes, indeed. It sure does. It proves exactly what I'm saying. Le'idach gisa. Ma bechanaya toki lo yatsa mimekomo lo mifsal. Av benesiya toki lo yatsa mimekomo lo mifsal. Ve'idach nami aktiv ve'lechem atamid alav yiyye. You're right. That pasuk is a disaster. There's no way to argue with that. Elokiyata revdimi amrei. The truth is that bibis sudar on the shulchan. Kule amalo pligi. That of course it's not nifsal. Ki pligi misulak. The shaila over here is there a din of machan elavia. Ma diyamar nifsal. Tivkashu yachanu ketiso. Ma bakanayato. Nifsal biyotze. Avanisiyato nifsal biyotze. Nema diyamar eino nifsal. Tichtivu nasa ohel moed. Afa pishin nasa. Oh, Moed, what about the fact that it says, Kasher Yachanu Keniso? Yes, indeed, proves my point. Le'idach Gisa, Ma Bechanaya Tokilo Mafik Leilo Mifsal, Afanisiya Tokilo Mafik Leilo Mifsal, Virach Nami Oktivina Sa, Oh, Moed, Ahula de Galim Odiata, Virach, what do I need it to be called the Oh, Moed for the de Galim? It says, Bimach, I learned that out from Machane Halavim Betoka Machanot. It all needed to say Vinasa, Machane Halevim, and so on. Amazing. B'sha'at siluk basa'ot kodashim nifsali biyotze. V'zavina mitzorei mishtalka kutsa b'chitzatana. I assume when it says kodashim, it includes afil lachem haponim. No, it's lavar mi lachem haponim. Well, what is that supposed to mean? The manav shav. If the olmoid, it means the olmoid, and it's dafka. So then afil kachim should be kosher. And if the Omoid is lav dafka, means we don't have any mechitza, we don't have any machane, then if kachem and if solim lechem aponim and if solim elokiyat ravin, omar b'mesudar, mar omar b'mesulak, and there never was a machloket at all. Omar Abayef in this whole sugya shmamina, yesh siluk masa'od balayla. The yisak adatech ain't siluk masa'od balayla, emad madli would have to be early in the morning. It would be letzafra, first thing in the morning. Okay, so then my Ari Mishum Yotze, it would have been possible either anyway. So, yes, obviously, it's a possible, isn't it, Abaya? It says, Alechet Yom of Alaylaktiv. No, Ma'od Etema, Adem Ilechet Yokur B'Yamama, and now you're late in getting to the motel. Aval Echet Elo Okur B'Yamama, you're not going to start off Balaylia to tear everything down. Kamashman, even Balaylia. V'ramina, Huglalu Aparochet, who true is Zavinu Mitzorayim B'Kanais Hashem? You just said, Zavinu Mitzorayim Mishtalchin. Omer Vashi Lokasha, Ha Rabbi Eliezer, Ha Rabbanan. The Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yochal Dochaku Zavinu Mitzorayim in a Pesach HaBa B'Tuma only for Tmei Meitim. And their Nichnesu Le'azer Rabbi Pesach HaBa B'Tuma. Yochal Yuchayavim, since there never was any halachic change vis-a-vis Zivot and Tzorat, Talmud Lomar, nonetheless, they're potter. Why? Because Vishachu min ha-machane, kol tzorua v'chol zav, v'chol tamei l'nafesh. So only b'sha'ah sh'tmei meitim mishtalchim. So now there's no parochet, there's no here too. Tmei meitim will not be mishtalchim. Only there is avinu mitzorei mishtalchim. Ein tmei meitim mishtalchim. Mishtachin is dependent on that circuit. Achat shtei alechem v'yachat lechem apanim lishatan v'arichatan b'chutz v'afiyatan b'fnim ve'inan dochot ata Shabbat, which sure sounds like a contradiction. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol ma'aseim b'fnim. Rabbi Shimon says, actually, everything is b'chutz. And get used to it, boy. La'olam aviragil omar shtei alechem v'lechem apanim k'sherot for lisha, aricha, afia. Both Bazara or Beit Pagi. Do it where you want. How gufakasha. First you say Lishatan Marichatan Bachutz, which implies Midata Yavesh Lonit Kadash, and therefore it's not Nifsu B'yotze. But then you say Afiyatan Bifnim. Ama Midat Yavesh is Nitkacha. Oma Rava, Hiksha Adam Kasheshu Kasheke Barazal. Umana Rav Shesh. Whoa, this is Kasheke Barazal. Mr. T could handle this one. I mean, my Kasha. Dilma Isaron lo Makadish and Tanur is Makadish. Ela Ikasha Akasha. Afiatan Bifnim. Alma Tanur is Makadish. Then you say, Ina Dochotat Shabbat. Why? If the Tanur is Makadish and it's going to be Nifsa Belina, it's not going to be Nifsa Beyotse. And it was on that Rava said, "Poof, hich adam kasher, shu kasher kebarzel, umanu reb sheshet." Om Rav Ashi, I don't understand. My kusha. Dilma, when you're talking about bifnim, it doesn't mean in the mechitza. It just means in the zrizim bakery. Bimkom zrizim, in order to make sure you don't have a problem with chimutz. But that's ridiculous. Rav Ashi Baruta, I'm a mamonavshav. If you need to worry b'shat afiyah about the zrizim, so the lisha v'aricha nami be'ina zrizim. And if lisha v'aricha lo be'ina zrizim, so the afiyah nami lo be'ina zrizim. Ela, the Rav Ashi Baruta. Rav Yehuda Omer Koma saying bifnim, so we might look at whether it's bifnim or b'chutz. Omar, Rabbi Abba, Bar Kahana, truth is, both of them learned this out from the story of the interaction between David and Achimelech in Nov. So they both are learning it from the same pasuk. David HaMelech is telling Achimelech, "V'hu derech chol, af ki hayom yigdash b'kali." As Rabbi Yehuda holds, that they were found b'sha'at afia during the week. And he sees, Ashkechino deka afulei. Omalu, what? Derech chol kafitolei. You don't understand that afki hayom yigdash b'kli, if you're going to bake it, then it's ifsulei belina, and you're not allowed to bake it before Shabbat. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Sov, on the contrary, David came to Nov on Shabbat, and ashkechinu duka afulei, amar lahu, should you not have done this before Shabbat? Lo derechol b'yita lemevdei. Do you think that the Tanur is Makadesh? The Shulchan is the thing that's Makadesh. That doesn't make any sense. I think what I mean about Tanur, b'shatafi ashkechinu, v'ktiva yitinu amelach kodesh, ki lo haya sham lechem, ki im lechem apanim musarim milifnei Hashem. How could they be baking it if we're already holding by him giving it when it was taken off of the shulchan, which was the new bread was already on there? Elamai derech kol deka amalahu arkamala. He says, Achimelech, "Lecha lechem kiim lechem aponim amusar milfei Hashem." Says David, "Great. Let me tell you something. Lomi boy, hi. Given an afkelim and meila, this is even. I mean, it's kosher for the kohenim to eat. It's derech kol. So okay, I'm a czar, nishke farlach. But even if you would have taken off the lechem from the kli, meaning from the shulchan, afilo hechnaim daiyom yikadosh b'kli, I got to eat that too because I'm dying over here. Tavule lemecha misukanu. And what's the machlokes Rav Yehuda Rabbi Shimon? Nothing to do with any pesukim. It's a gemara pligi. Dekadami diktani Rabbi Shimon omer laolam havei ragil lomar." What's this? Just tell me your opinion. So clearly, it's a Kabbalah. You should learn this Kabbalah from me. Shema min. That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy.
Friday, let's discuss something that's associated. We're dealing with the lechem haponim. Today we want to know on that side. Okay, on the Ali, the boy who lechem haponim nifsal b'masot, rain nifsal b'masot. Shaila is, when we take down the oil mayim, does the lechem haponim become posel b'yaseh, or is it considered to still be in the azor? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi argue, chadamar nifsal, v'chadamar einam nifsal. We find here a machlokes, whether it's nifsal or not. What's the mocker? Mandi yoma nifsal. If you hold that the lechem is nifsal, v'chsiv kasher yachanu ken yiso. What's the pshat kasher yachanu ken yiso? In other words, whatever the dinim are by chanaya, those are the dinim by nisiya. There's no magic in the nisiya. So ma b'chanayato nifsal biyotze. In the same way that if you took out the lechem when the oil maid was sitting still and you took it outside of the azor, it become nifsal. So after nisiyato nifsal biyotzei, if that's the case, then b'shas to nisiyah, where there is no longer any azorah, because all of the mechitzas were rolled up, So it's Nifsal B'Yosim. Whereas the Badi Amreinu Nifsal B'Chsiv V'Lechem HaTamid Alav Yehiyeh. How do you understand the fact that when they prepared the Kalim for travel, the Torah is makbet to say that the Lechem HaTamid remains on the Shulchan? So what is that telling you? It's telling you that the Lechem HaTamid is Tamid. It has a din still of Tamid. So you see that it's called the Lechem and it's still Mekudesh. Vidach Nami, Aksiv, Kasher Yachanu, Ken Yisro. What does he do then with the Pasuk that the din of the Nesiyah is the same as the Shas Chanoya? He says, that comes to tell me the opposite. Vidach Yisro. That Mada Chanayato, Ki Lo Yatsa Mim Komo Lo Mipsav. Just like if it were standing still. So if it wasn't Yotze from the place where it belongs, meaning on the Shulchan in this case, because we're talking about that it's still Nisudar ala Shulchan, otherwise how could we bring a raya from Lechad HaTzamid Alav Yehiyeh, right? So just like Bishas Chanoya, as long as it's on the Shulchan, it's never Mipsal, Av B'Nisiyato Ki Lo Yatsa Mimkomo Lo Mipsal. So too, if it's still on the Shulchan Bishas Nisiyah, it doesn't become possible. Vidach Nami. And that's a pretty good raya. Pasuk says b'feirush, lechem hatamid alav yehiyeh. I mean, how can you deny that? Taksiv lechem hatamid alav yehiyeh. Elo ki yaseh Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, he reported that, of course, the nesudar kol yabalot lechem. It was a mistake. There never was a machlokas when the lechem is mesudar al hashulchan. If it's mesudar al hashulchan, then the Torah says b'feirush, it is considered to be lechem hatamid. That's not the issue, and it never was the issue. Ki pligi b'misulach. The question over here is that the lechem was already misulach min hashulchan, and they didn't have a chance yet to eat it, and all of a sudden comes the order, we got to travel. So what do you do? That's the shadow. Who cares? What's the difference? Aliens came, they ate up all the bread, and there was no bread. So man di aman nifsal v'chsiv kasher yachanu kenisso ma b'chanayato nifsal b'yetzav v'nisiyato nifsal b'yetzav. So the man di aman says nifsal, he says there's no difference b'shas machan and b'shas nisiyah. So it's possible b'yetzav. The man di aman reino nifsal v'chsiv v'nasa ohel mo'ed. We have something else. We find that after the first to the Golan travel, the Torah says v'nasa ohel mo'ed. This is a very strange thing over there. It says v'nasa ohel mo'ed machane leviyah b'tocha machane. Ohel mo'ed is machane leviyah b'tocha machane. So you see that avapish v'nasa ohel mo'ed. Because it's considered to be the ohel mo'ed, even though it's b'shas ha'nasiyah. We'll see what's about the rest of the pasuk. But apparently there's still a din of ohel mo'ed. Now, even though there is no Almoed, L'chaira, and this is the way the Shita understands the Rashi's Pshat, is that what happens is that the Machane Leviyah becomes the Almoed. That's the Pshat. The entire Machane Leviyah is the Almoed. It's still called Machane Leviyah. V'idach nani haksiv kasher yachanu ken yiso. Aye, what do you do with the Pasuk that the dinim of Nesiyah the same as the dinim of Chanoya? On the contrary, that's what it's telling you. L'idach gisa. And here is Lechera, where the Gemara's Gufa telling us that Chiddush itself, that I just explained, that it has a din of, this is how the Sheet understands, it has a din of the Oyel Mayit. Because what it's telling you is that in the same way, Mabachanayato kilomatically, now what does kilomatically mean over here? It doesn't mean from Al HaShulchan, it's talking about its Vesulik Min HaShulchan. So kilomatically means min ha'azorah. But the problem is that the ha'azorah is machan ha'shchina. So you're making over here a strange comparison. Kilomatically lo mifso, af b'nesiyah tov, so too b'shas nesiyah, b'shas masa, kilomatically lo mifso. What is that supposed to mean, kilomatically? I mean, but it's in the place where it would have been mifso before, with yotzei chutz le'azorah. This is good for the Shita's question. Well, what is Rashi simply says? It's like it wasn't mifso. It's mitzvah by the Azara, but if not, so here too, Machane Leviyah, not mitzvah. So what's the Sharkas Machane Leviyah to the Azara? Well, that's the chart. You have to understand that Machane Leviyah and Betocha Machane that the Makor Leviya is the Ol Moed. This is Vinasa Ol Moed Makor Leviya B'Tocha Makor. What about the fact? I mean, how can you deny that it's still called the Ol Moed, even though there are no mefitzos? It says b'feirish v'nasa Ol Moed. What's it supposed to say? V'nasa what once was the Ol Moed. I mean, it's coming to tell you the Seder HaMakamis, right? The Seder had the going. So you have the v'nasa dega ruvein and so on. Okay, fine. V'nasa Ol Moed is not a separate dega. V'nasa Ol Moed. It's one of the masos. I don't understand what the option is. The Edah? No. Because let's say it had said, V'nasa Machana Halavim B'tocha Machanas. Wouldn't have been borrowed to you that that's the Ol Moed? Then Levim are famous, so be the Ol Moed. So the moment you tell me that the B'tocha Machanas, what does that mean? It means the center of the Machanas, which consists of the Levim around the Mishkan, should be Naseya. I have to mention the Ol Moed. I have to get involved in this issue, whether it's extra Ol Moed, currently Ol Moed. If it says Ol Moed, it's coming to tell me a condition that it still has a bit of Ol Moed. Is that B? It says it. Is that would? It says that. Meisve. B'shas siluk basos, kochim nifsolim b'yos. And here says the Pharisee. That if there's no longer any machitzes, so kochim becomes nifsol b'yos. Nonetheless, zavinu mitzoraim, mishtalkim kutzim mitzatam. Now you still have the din that is zavin mitzera, who are also Mitzera and Shalash Machanais, the Zavim and Shei Machanais, they're still Mishtalayach, even though there may not be a Machanais Shkina, but you still have a Machanais Leviya, you still have a Machanais Yisrael. So they have to go to their correct places. So my lot, when it says Kachim and Ipsal and Biyotze, what does that mean? I mean, I'm a Kachim. Kachim includes Lachim HaPonim, and why shouldn't Lachim HaPonim be Nitzel Biyotze too? So you have to perish, it says it's possible. No, Bar Mi Lachim HaPonim. It means everything besides Lachim HaPonim. And understand, I mean, monotrop. Oil moed dafku. If you're telling me that the din of the words oil moed mean that it's still called an oil moed, so then the kachim, I mean, that's the only excuse you have to welcome up on him not to come and give silver yotze. So then other kachim are also not possible yotze. And even the yotze, oil moed lab dafku, I feel welcome up on him, nami. How can you make a distinction between the two? Eloki azarovin omar third. When Robin came, he said, they have to take it another step. I mean, before we just said we recognize it can't be a machlokes when it's misudr. The truth is, there was never a machlokes. The klal. Marama the misudr, or marama the misudr, gulapuigin. There never was a machlokes. When one man the Omar, I mean, we don't know if it's Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Levi, but when one man the Omar said, it's not nifsal b'yotze, he meant it, salah shulchan. When the other man, the Amr, says it is nifsal b'yotze, he meant, well, it's not on the shulchan, depending on what the circumstances were. And that's exactly what's expressed in the brises. There never was a machlokas. Omer Abaye, Shema min hayesh siluk masos b'layla. But you know, it seems pretty clear from here that there must be a din of the machana traveling at night. Because Esau, k'day t'chein siluk masos b'layla, they're going to tell me they didn't travel at night. So Imat's Mavim, you're talking about not taking it down. You're going to take it off the shulchan. When would that be now? That would be Litzafra. In other words, what are you saying? The next morning? The next morning it was already Pasul Belina. It's got to be that it was that Mitzray Shabbos. Because otherwise, if you waited until the morning, they certainly didn't travel on Shabbos. If you waited until the morning, it's already Pasul Belina. So I don't understand what the circumstances are, unless they travel at night. So you see that? There must be that there was travel at night. I understand, says the Gemara. This is Ferch Posek. Pshita, it says, because the Yom on the Laila, that the Amuda Eish was there, so that they traveled at night. It wasn't some a light source. It says, well, Lekas. They should be able to walk Yom on the Laila. So, are you coming to tell me about Ferch Posek? No, but there I would have thought if you began travel like a normal human being. And we know there's an Indian not to travel normally. You're supposed to be Yotze Bechito, the Kanes Bechito. So I would have thought, okay, if you're already traveling. So sometimes they didn't get to where they needed to get, whatever. So the Shekhinah says they continued to travel until they got there, and there, that was the Amud Eish. But to start in the middle of the night, all of a sudden, the Yonan would be Eila, what the Amud Eish was Eila. I mean, What does it mean to start traveling at night? That's not a Kiddush deal. Hechad lo could be a mama, the Lila lo Motsuaki. It can't be Oikad Rimach in the middle of the night. Kamashvalan, you see from here that that's not so. That you never would have seen from the Pasuk. Now, wait a second. You said that there was one thing I didn't get there that doesn't add up. Everything you said so far about Rachim Aponim, yes, but what about the Zabin of Mitzrayim? You said, and what you're saying is that Bishas Masos, even though there's no structure of the Machana, so there's no Machana Shechina, there's still a Machana Levi and there's still a Machana Yisrael. That's what you said. But it says the Pharisee is not like that in the Braise. Ramino. Who grew up Rochas? Who threw Zabin Mitzrayim Vikari Bishas? Says the Pharisee that once the parochas, which was the mechitzas, we took down now, in other words, the Mishkan, so there's no Isser in the Knesset of Zavim Mitzrayim Bechlal. How's that possible? I thought there are Isser Machan Aleviyah, even if there's no Machan Hashkinas, I'd explain that. Ravashi Lokasha, indeed, that is a stira. But there's a machlokas b'dover, it's a machlokas tamayim, or Rebbe Eliezer, or Rabbana. So when it says that there's Zavin Mitzrayim and Mutarim, Likonis Hashem, it's going down to Kohen Rebbe Eliezer, Tanya. Rebbe Eliezer, or Mer Rebbe Eliezer, is talking about a case where you're being maybe a Korban Pesach betuma. Now the heter of Korban Pesach betuma is only betuma's mates, that's rather tumas. That was the whole story, that there were Anoshim Tmeim and Nefesh Adam and so on. Fine. But Yochel, nonetheless, says Rebbe Eliezer, you might think that Bishas that you're bringing a Pesach Betuma, the Yochel Dokku Zavin Mitzrayim Rechlesul Azar BePesach Apar Betuma Yochel Yuchayavim. You might think that Lamait, if they push themselves in to come with the other Tmei, the Tmei Mason. So you might think that there's a Chiyav Bishas that you're bringing a Korban Betuma because there was no Heter for them, and therefore they were Nichmasim Shelo Kedin. Talmud Lomar Vayishalchu Min Amachaneh. Kol Savua, the Kol Zog, the Kol Tamei LaNefesh. So you see that the three levels, Machane Shechina, Machane Levia, Machane Yisrael, are interrelated. B'sha'ar she'tamei metim mishtalchim, zavinu mitzorayim mishtalchim. If you have a din of hakvara on Tumas Meis, then you have hakvara on Ziva and Saras. But ein tamei metim mishtalchim. In this case, when you have the Machana Shechina is so to speak is penetratable by Tumat Meis because of the Korban Hatzbava Tuma and the Nechlasim Lazarus are certainly coming into Machana Leviyah. So then there's no Isser of those who would normally be Isser to come into Machana Leviyah or the Machana Yisrael. Ein Zavinu Mitzrayim Mishtalchim. By the same token, when it comes to our case, there's no Meis in the Mishtalchim. There's no Zavon and Mitzrayim, there are Mishtalchim. But that's why it says, who grew up Rokas, who chose Zavon and Mitzrayim, and the Kodesh Rishon. Because Banis, they're linked.
The Tumor goes off?
No, of course not. But there's no Migdash, so to speak. There's no Machanes. Yes, Torah Kedushas are interrelated. If you don't have a Kedusha of the Machanes and inside, you don't have the Kedusha Machanes extension.
He disagrees.
Well, no, not necessarily, because the Ol Moed Drush, it's possible that we
want to accept for the Knesset or the Zavim.
Because the Ol Moed becomes Machan Leviya, right. So it could be. I mean, it could be that you could have Zavim and Mitzrayim that are Mishtalkim, despite the fact that you. Which is the way we saw it. Possibly, yeah. There's a number of interesting theories in this. Let's see. Zot then. Achashte alechem v'yachas rakam aponim mishatan v'arichatan b'chutz v'afiyatan defnim. So first of all, when it comes to the shte alechem, when it comes to rakam aponim, we've seen some interesting throughout the parak here, some interesting comparisons and contrasts between the shte alechem and rakam aponim. Both of them, you do the lisha and the aricha in a makam which otherwise would have pasatim biyotze, and the afiyah has to be done now inside. L'chora, mashma, that you have a kedusha once there's the afiyah. The melech would be nifsa. It's a little bit of a problem because the pashtas, either the Klei HaYavish are Mekadosh or they're not. I mean, but the Gemara will discuss them. Furthermore, Einan Dochot at HaShabbat, there's no Dechia to be owed for them on Shabbos. You can be owed for them before, which again, this is Jura, because if you were owed for before and it has to be Bifnim, that means they were owed in Iskadosh. If they're owed in Iskadosh, they should become possible Lina. Become possible Lina means there's no way to prepare them before Shabbos, you have to prepare them on Shabbos. There's a number of problematic things in this Mishnah, which the Gemara is going to discuss. Rabbi Shimon Amar Komasein Bifnim. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Komasein Bifnim. Everything that you do, including the Lisha and the Aricha, has to be done Bifnim. Rabbi Shimon Amar, La'olam Havei Ragil Lomar, you should always repeat to yourself, you know, as you're walking, as you're thinking, always repeat to yourself, we'll see in the Gemara what the significance of that La'olam Havei Ragil is, that Shtei Halechem V'lechem Aponim are Ksheres Ba'azora and they're Ksheres Ba'Beis Pagi. You can do them wherever you want, they're just as kosher Ba'Beis Pagi in Yerushalayim as they are inside of the Azora. We have three shitas over here. So the Tanakhama is machalik between Lisha, Varicha, and Afiyah. Rabbi Yehuda is not machalik, but he says everything has to be done b'fni. Mashman, that you do have kedushas kli b'fni. And Rabbi Shimon says you can do everything b'chutz. Yes, look at more how gufa kash. The Mishnah doesn't really make sense. You start off by saying Lisha and Varicha b'chutz. Now, why is that? Clearly because there's no kedusha yet that came from the kli. Otherwise, we'd be nifso b'yetz. So that means that you're telling me that midat yavesh lo niskacha, that there's no kedusha. I mean, it's yavesh, an issue that we saw earlier with Rabbi Akiva. We have three shitas for gabe the midat yavesh, and afiatan bifnim. Then you go out and you say you have to bake it inside. And the Tanur is also midat yavesh. So you're telling me that midat yavesh is niskacha. Omar Rava hiksha adam kasha shu kasha kebarzo. You want to talk about kashas? You want to use a guy who's hard as steel. We're talking about Rav Sheshes. He asks a hard, then it's hard, let me tell you.
Eisen
kashas. We still say it, that's right, in Yiddish. An eisen kashas, right? This is a barzo kasha. That's Rav Sheshes. Wait a second. That is not a good kasha. My guy, what's so difficult with that? I mean, you could easily say that the Midas, like the Isar, was not Miskadish, and the Tanur is Miskadish. I mean, we've seen all along that there was a question, the Gabi says, Kedusha's Tanur. So maybe the Mishnah is simply telling you the Tanur is Miskadish, therefore the Afi has to be the theme, because otherwise it'll be somebody else. Let's say, okay? You want to express the Kasha in a way that you won't be able to get out of it so easily. You Kasha or Kasha. If that's the case, you're telling me Afiatan Bifnim. Okay, so what do you think? Tanur is Mekadesh. Now I got you. If you're telling me Tanur is Mekadesh, then why are you telling me Ein Aderechus is a Shabbos? If Ein Aderechus is a Shabbos, it means you're baking it on Friday. But if you're baking it on Friday, it's going to become possible either. Nah. So we got a lead in. And it was that Rava was saying, Omar Rava, Yik Shahadam Kosher, Yik Kosher Kabarzo, Umana Rav Sheshes. Omravashi, but even this, I mean, maybe it's not such a kasha. Maybe when it says bifnim, it means it's got to be b'mokum zrizim. It's got to be in a place where you have kohanim that are zrizim. It doesn't mean in terms of the place, literally the physical place. It means kohanim need to be in charge of this because they know the halachas and they'll be very matzir. The shtei halechem need to be matzir chometz and the halechem aponim need to be matzir. Other people are going to get all confused. You need to have Zrizas. But the Ravashi Brusa, I mean, we don't want to say, but Ravashi's Pshat, I mean, forget about it. You're telling me that you need to worry about Chimutz. I mean, so you need Zrizas, but in the Afiyah and in the Elisha, you don't. I mean, you need guys to know exactly what they're doing. Why is it not a function of the Afiyah? And if the leash of Arich lo bin in Zerizah, then Afianami lo bin in Zerizah, so cut it out. Elder Rashi Barusahi, clearly we're in trouble. We don't have an answer to Rav Sheshes' Pshat. The Tosfos suggests that therefore we have to be Tavra, we have to break it into two, and we say, my, the Manda Tanizah, lo Tanizah. The Mish, which is very rare that we do that. that the Mishnah represents two different shitas that are presented as if they fit together, that the Tanur is Makadish, the Apiya is Bifnim, and then there's another man, Yamar, says that it can't be true because then you have to do it on Shabbos, and they're not there because of Shabbos. So you have one statement that represents alternative approaches.
The way you say the Mishnah is not correct, if you can't say,
when
you say the Mishnah is wrong, right?
Yeah, we say the Brayse, it's not the Karat, but we don't say the Mishnah.
Right.
Yeah, but that's this approach, which is strange, because usually when the Gemara does that, it always says, Ela Tavra, Mishu Shanazur, Lo Shanazur, and it is assuming that that's how the Gemara ends up. Lamaita, because of that, the Rambam paskins both halachas, which are his theorists. So apparently there's a din of Kiddush, which nonetheless doesn't apostle Gavilina. Now the truth is the whole sugya is a little bit problematic because of the din that Kalei Shoris are only Mekadosh Bizmanam anyway. So that already gives you a key. In other words, there may be a level of Kiddush not to be possible, Lina, because if already, I need to bake them. So you can't say the Lagabi the baking, it's Bizmana. But Lagabi the usage of the Kiddush, it's not Bizmana. So in other words, apparently, what appeared to be a steer in the Gemara, we never answer, is not really a steer. The Rambam wasn't ready to go ahead and say, the Gemara left it. You want an eyes and a cash, I'll give you something to think about. But it doesn't present it as a problem that is really it breaks the sugya. It's a riddle. Okay, so he paskins both. And then I'm just pointing out to you that there seem to be issues that are left hanging indeed that may address this, and that he's taking for granted that that's what the Gemara meant. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a koma saying this name. So we have a machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon as to whether there was kedusha on the lechem before it was put on the shofar, correct? So if you hold it has to be that there was b'kodesh, you can't do it b'chutz. If you hold it was not b'kodesh, it can be done b'chutz. That's the shayla. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Avua Bar Kahana, Ushnei Mikra Echador. Fact is that both of them were derish, the same pasuk, because what happens is we have a very serious conversation that revolves around the kedusha of the lechem avonim when David escaped and went to Nob. Now over there David was starving. The Gemara says the mice elsewhere that had a bulmus. He had left in a tremendous hurry, and he was starving, literally was besakona to die. He comes there and he asks them for something to eat. So they tell him, well, there's nothing to eat except for the lechem. So he eats the lechem. But there's an interesting conversation in which David tells them, the who derech chol, apki ayom yikadesh bekli. What does that mean? I wonder what the priests do with this. It's another one of these lumdish arguments that you find, like they have with the Bishnar and Magabi, the psul of the Patas of Rosh Chodesh. So what's going on? We have also over here some kind of strange lumdish conversation between David and the Kayani. So what's going on? Saying Ruder Kol after Yom Kaddish B'Kli. They're arguing with Gavi. What's the Kaddish Kli? Maybe even if it's the Kaddish Shalot Isman or Shalot Barot. What are they talking about? So Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rabbi Yehuda, who says in our Mishnah the Koma Sam Bifnim, he says like this: David HaMelech came on a Friday. I promised you we were going to have a lot of Fridays. So David HaMelech came on a Friday. And therefore, b'chol hashkachu, he finds them on Erev Shabbos. And the ka'apalu, they're in the middle of baking the lechem avon. So he says to them, b'chol ka'ati sumay, I don't understand. You are baking it b'chol on an Erev Shabbos. Af, and that was ki hayom ikadish b'kli, even though it's going to be put into the tanur, and the tanur is going to be b'kadishit, what are you going to do with the psulina? So he was asking him Kashas discussion. That's why it says he was Kasha Kabazal says on Dabar HaMelech. He was Mechazik enough, right? So Yisrael Rebelina. And whereas Rabbi Shimon saw Rabbi Shimon, no, it wasn't. on Erev Shabbos. It was on Shabbos. And he found them on Shabbos baking the lechem upon him. And he was, what are you baking the lechem upon him on Shabbos for? Why do you hold it you couldn't bake it yesterday, that it should have to be day for Shabbos? You didn't have to do this on Erev Shabbos. Midi Tanu Makadesh. What do you hold? The Tanu is Makadesh? The Tanu is not Makadesh. It's the Shulchan that's Makadesh the Lechem. In which case you could have done it yesterday and then be Makadesh the Lechem on Shabbos. And why are you there for Shabbos? And of course, the fact that he's starving and running and abandoned, his armies all around and so on, everything has stopped. We got to decide whether the Tanu is Makadesh or the Shulchan is Makadesh. You know, the subtext in Tanakh, or what's most exciting about him. Because, okay, you know, on the surface, a man's hungry, he's running away, and so on. See what's really going on on the surface of the universe. What is the
thing?
In Russia?
From the Israel, about how all the most complex halakhic issues.
Oh, that's what, yeah. What's his name? Yes. Really? So, asks the Gemara, how can you say this? Both Pshatim, according to you, is that David HaMelech came B'Shas Afiyas HaLechem, and the question was whether Afiyas HaLechem was on Erev Shabbos, Afiyas HaLechem was on Shabbos. How could he have come B'Shas Afiyas? It says Vayitain lo Hakohen Kodesh ki lo hoya sham lechem ki im lechem upon him amusarim milifnei Hashem. Just the fish he gave him lechem upon him and had been taken down. So what are you telling me? B'shas Afiyah. So in other words, the lechem was already on the shulchan. Elamai derechol dekol amalah. So what was this whole discussion? Who derechol afkayim mekodesh bekli? And what does that mean? Afikol amalah. They tell him when he says, I need bread. So I'm related to the Kohen, says to him, there's no lechem, lechem came, lechem upon him, and was the name of Hashem. Omar Lohus, David HaMelech's response was, Nu, Lomi boy, hi, be given enough, it's like Mimi Ila, Derecholu, the Gabaychu. Lomaisa, it already has Heter Lekayani. Once it's Heter Lekayani, so it's Hutter from the Ila. Of course, Yeshua Heter Lekayani is Hutter Mila's. In which case, as far as you're concerned, it's only derechol. It no longer has a din of kedusha b'gabei miyua. So that's for sure not so bad. Give me even the new lechem that it becomes kodesh b'kli today that I should eat. I don't need only that which is musar milifnei Hashem that there's no miyua. I'll take there is a fee of miyua because I'm misukim. And I'm a sukkah, and I'm asking, I'm not asking you for luxuries over here, I'm asking you for life. And the second of the would be Dokum Yila also. Hi, what's my focus? Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shimon, if it's not in the Pasuk, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Gemara, please. Lamai said they're not arguing in Svara or Nadiyuk at all. They're arguing in the Kabbalah that they had as to how it was done. Tekanami, and you'll notice the Lush in the Mishnah is very strange. Rabbi Shimon Amar La'olam Havi Rogya Loimar. What is that supposed to mean? You should always, what is it supposed to be, at a hitun? You should always be humming this, that the Lechem Aponim, and the Shtei Alechem, the Skarshim, and the Azor, and the Skarshim, and Beis Pagi, and it's a strange Lush to say. Don't forget your Debar. This is not something you're going to figure out. You should remember this is a Kabbalah. You get used to repeating it to yourself. The Shtei Alechem, the Lechem Aponim, Ksheres V'Azora, the Ksheres HaBeis Pagi. Shema Minaz, you see clearly that the Rog Yalema, that's the meaning of Gemara, Yerzes, that it's something that was independent in Svar and is independent in Pesukim. And Mamela was a lost cause to look for the Good Friday. I think we could still hit 8:15, yeah?